With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Lawmakers speaking out on Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says Republicans at the recent convention laid out their plan to fix the chaotic damage caused by Biden and Harris.
President Trump laid it out himself, as did all the other speakers, talking about what we will do to help those families who are struggling under the weight of this radical Biden-Harris administration that's led to record inflation, higher costs at the grocery store, at the gas station, discord all around the world.
House Speaker Mike Johnson laying it all on the line.
And one thing is clear. If Joe Biden is not fit to run for president, he is not fit to run the country. We're stating the obvious. We're stating what everybody is seeing with their own eyes. And it's a hard truth, but it's one that the country has to face.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senator Bob Menendez will resign next month. Here's Bob Agnew.
Pressure had been mounting on the New Jersey Democrat to depart the chamber voluntarily after he was convicted last week on bribery and other charges. The 70-year-old Menendez, who now faces potentially decades in prison, said after his trial, quote, "I have never been anything but a patriot of my country and for my country. I have never, ever been a foreign agent." His resignation becomes effective on August 20th, but Menendez is still vowing to appeal his conviction. Bob Agnew reporting.
The director of the Secret Service resigning in the aftermath of the assassination attempt against Donald Trump, shooting unleashing an outcry how the agency failed in its mission to protect current and former presidents. Kimberly Cheadle, who had served as director since August of 2022, had faced growing calls to step down. War protesters staging a sit-in at the Congressional Office Building ahead of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress tomorrow. This is SRN News. Donald Trump reaching out to a leading evangelical.
After a fire gutted the historic sanctuary of First Baptist Church of Dallas last week, Pastor Robert Jeffress says the former president sent him a note expressing his condolences and offering to help, quote, in any way he could. Jeffress has been a supporter of Mr. Trump since before he won the White House in 2016, and the former president spoke at the Dallas church in 2021. The damaged sanctuary, which is over a century old, will be demolished. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, meanwhile, faced with declining membership and a number of aging buildings, many houses of worship closing their doors in recent years, some congregations, though, using their land in new ways to reflect their faith. Some are repurposing their property to provide affordable housing as the housing crisis intensifies across the country. This is SRN News. World's greatest athletes making their way to Paris for the Summer Olympics. Ukrainian, Italian, and Lithuanian athletes are among the first arrivals at Paris International Airport ahead of the Games. Here's Charles Dale Desma.
With the start of the Olympics just days away, athletes from around the world are touching down in Paris ahead of Friday's opening ceremony. All of them have high expectations. Italian rower Vincenzo Abagnale says he hopes to perform at his best.
We have a good preparation. I hope for our best performance.
Ukrainian athletes, too, are present, despite the backdrop of war in their homeland. Another rower, Anastasia Kozhenkova, "We're grateful to our armed forces, but I wanted the victory here to be the same as the victory at home." I'm Charles Delezma.
More details at srnnews.com.